Mad Radio, good morning. On a Friday, the Houston Rockets are one game away from the NBA Finals, and it is a very strange morning of emotions. It has to be a strange morning, Seth, because they won the game, which is the critically important thing, but Chris Paul got hurt in the final 90 seconds, and he left the court, and his body language was not great. So you're in this very weird scenario here. I don't know if I can remember my nearly 8 years in Houston, a victory that came on this stage, such a monumental win that sets you up in a great situation. But now you have to kind of worry for the next, it could be the next 48 hours. It could be the next, 72 hours before a possible game seven.
It could be 96. Well, 96 minus 12.
It could be
84 hours until we figure out exactly what's going to happen. Because we found out right before the game last night that Andre Iguodala isn't playing. Which lo and behold, I didn't realize. To hear it from some people, Andre Iguodala apparently is the best guy on their team. That your four top 15 players on the Golden State Warriors aren't enough to overcome the Rockets. I can't tell if the Golden State Warriors are not as good as people thought. I can't tell if maybe the Rockets are actually really, really good. Like nobody, maybe it's as simple as that, everybody. It was the moment that Chris Paul, I didn't see Chris Paul go down.
Yes.
But you saw four Rockets on the Warriors end of the court.
Yeah,
and where's Chris Paul? Where's Chris Paul? Where's Chris Paul?
Where is he?
That was so tense. And I felt like, were the announcers even saying it? Did anybody even notice?
Yes, okay. They mentioned it. Yeah.
So we're just waiting for the camera to pan back.
Yeah.
I almost couldn't even pay attention to what the Warriors were doing with the ball.
And well, here's what the Warriors were doing. They were playing 5-on-4 on maybe the biggest possession of the game, and they got a wide open 3-pointer by Quinn Cook, in which my basketball life literally flashed before my eyes.
It all came down to Quinn Cook.
I mean, this cannot happen. This team was going to win this game. They were going to win this game if not for a huge Draymond Green 3, if not for the Chris Paul injury. You basically would have gone from winning the game, being a game away, to losing Chris Paul, then losing the game, and I would have basically been here and downing cyanide this morning, essentially. That's what it would have been.
You were Hitler in the bunker.
God, it was such a weird confluence of events, because the way the whole game went, where they got up to such a good start, but they just couldn't hit any shots, and then everybody at halftime was just hammering them on what a missed opportunity was. And my thought was basically, listen, just get this thing in the fourth quarter and have a chance. Get this thing in the fourth quarter and have a chance to win. You can go basket for basket, given the way this series is being played, the way these games are being played. So actually, when they got into the fourth quarter, I started feeling better about actually getting a win last night.
The way I felt for 7 of the last 8 quarters, because I'll exclude the third quarter from game 4, is that they can keep this up. If this is going to be a scrum, if this is going to be ugly, if it's going to come down to the Rockets playing defense, against all my better expectations and prognostications, I am okay with the Rockets and actually genuinely excited about the way they're playing on defense. They've taken this Golden State Warriors squad and they've turned them into an average offensive unit.
Yes.
I mean, it's just they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. For everybody that wanted to make fun of Daryl Morey for saying that he had constructed this team to defeat the Golden State Warriors, they're doing it without their best performances from their best player. Like, the fact that they were able to win these last two games with James Harden going, what is he now, 0 for 18 on his last 18 three-point shots?
I believe that's correct.
I mean, this is just astounding. It makes me feel maybe irrationally...
Over 20.
What's that?
Over 20.
0 for 20.
We gave him too much credit.
Since what, the second quarter of game 4?
Yes.
He's 0 for 20 on three-point shots.
0 for 20.
But now this, and now this is the one that trumps them all. If you had come here and told me after game 6 of the Spurs last year that, listen, the Warriors and the Rockets are going to be locked 2-2 going into game 5 of the Western Conference Finals, and James Harden will be as cold as he's ever been going into the fourth quarter of game 5, but he's just going to keep completely gutted out on defense, and he's going to give you everything he's got energy-wise. They're going to do it with basically a rotation of 5.5 dudes.
Mm-hmm. You would take it?
I wouldn't have believed it. Well, I wouldn't have believed it.
Okay.
I would have like, really? I mean, does he have it in him? So I don't know. Look, We're going to run the whole gamut on James Harden opinions this morning.
Absolutely.
And from our callers, from our listeners, from various pundits, from you and me, I'll be bipolar about James Harden because there is that part of me that wants to see vintage James Harden in the playoffs. Like, I need to see... I just need to see some points. I need to see some efficiency. But there's also that part of me that says, hey, you know what? Sometimes the shots aren't falling. Sometimes maybe he's spending a little too much extra time shooting. They had a 48-hour turnaround, and he's staying late at the gym shooting. And like I might rather have him just at home playing Fortnite. But man, what a team effort. And if Jason from yesterday wants to call in and talk about how James Harden shouldn't be an MVP and he shouldn't be clutch and all those other things.
We'll take that.
Go for it. I'll take a look. You've got valid points. But for me at this point, it's not about James Harden. It's about that team. It's about the whole shebang. It's Daryl Morey. It's Mike D'Antoni versus Steve Kerr. Imagine real quick. What could the Warriors be right now with Mike D'Antoni instead of Steve Kerr? They might actually be some kind of a dynasty.
I actually enjoyed the Steve Kerr with Kevin Durant that random mic'd up that they showed last night. But Steve
that
Kerr,
was garbage.
He has not. But in fairness, Kerr has not done anything as a coach in this series. It's really amazing.
Seth, you said you wanted to see vintage James Harden in the playoffs. I'm not trying to be trite, but wasn't that vintage James Harden in the playoffs last night?
No, stop it. No, I'm not even trying. I say I want to see, okay, in the playoffs, what are you, like a syntax Nazi now? In the playoffs, I would like to see vintage James Harden.
I feel like I did last night. That's what James Harden is.
Stop it. All right, whatever. Go ahead.
Well, how about this? The James Harden that played against the Golden State Warriors.
I'm talking about James Harden at his very best, all right? Not like his classic playoffs performance, just James Harden in general. James Harden as a basketball player. James Harden at Arizona. James Harden in high school. James Harden here. I just want to see that.
I have a big question when it comes to the situation that you're in right now. Game 6, if the Rockets had won last night and Chris Paul was fully healthy, winning Game 6 would still be a brutal, brutal task. I don't even know, even given everything that's happened in this series with the Rockets up 3-2, obviously we're thrilled to be in this situation. I don't know that they could have won Game 6 anyway on the road. It's such a hard team to beat given this set of circumstances. What do you do with Chris Paul? Do you leave him here? I mean, does the air travel affect a hamstring much? You would probably know about that more than I would.
I mean, it can. It affects all kinds Everything. Of healing. Just like being at altitude, being at a cabin altitude of 8,000 feet for 2-3 hours, that affects you. And then, 6 total hours there and back. That affects you.
That affects you.
The dehydration affects you. The disruption in sleep schedule affects you.
If I'm the Rockets, I'm going to leave Chris Paul home.
It all depends on how he feels this morning. I don't know what time the flight's supposed to leave, but it all depends on how he feels.
And we will let you know as soon as anything comes out this morning from the Rockets or anybody else, what the latest is with Chris Paul this morning up until 10 o'clock.
Maybe, and unfortunately, Chris Paul has a whole lot of experience with stuff like this.
Yes.
So if there's a soft tissue injury, Chris Paul knows how his body responds.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the scary part, based on his body language last night on the court and afterwards. I mean, he left the court feeling like he left the court and you looked at him and you would have thought they lost the game. That's the scary part.
Mark Spears, the writer from where? Yahoo?
ESPN.
He said that he saw Chris Paul getting into a Maybach and asked him about whether he'd be good for game 6, and Chris Paul answered in the affirmative.
I'll be all right.
I'll be all right. I don't know what that means. You're right. In terms of just body language and all of that, it looked like somebody who had either felt something significant or like almost felt as much of a pop or something.
Yes.
I'm a body language connoisseur when it comes to responding to injuries, and especially guys. Sometimes this is what happens. Sometimes young guys get into like the NFL and they've never had a serious injury, and then all of a sudden they have a serious injury on the sideline, and it's like they somebody shot their puppy. Yep. They don't know how to respond to anything. Mm-hmm. But those are young guys. The young guys, you're like, dude, just what the hell are you doing? What's wrong with you?
You'll
tough
be fine
it
in six
be
months.
A man about this. Come on. But when an older guy responds that way, he knows his body, and it didn't look good. Now, the one codicil to that is that it was in that moment where the second half was his. The second, for a guy that started off the game 0-7, the second half was his and Eric Gordon's. There's a combination of his and Eric Gordon's.
Agreed.
And I think just being off the floor for those final moments, that's pretty emotionally damaging as well. So hopefully maybe that's why you're so distraught.
Here was Mike D'Antoni with an update on Chris Paul after last night's big win.
He'll be evaluated tomorrow. But obviously you saw him limp off, and he's a tough guy. So they'll do whatever they can do. If he's there, great. Good for him. If he isn't, we have enough guys, and it's time for somebody else to step up. We got plenty of guys over there that will have some fresh legs, that's for sure. So we'll be all right. But we just got to continue what we're doing, and then we'll find that way.
Boy. Okay, so that doesn't exactly give you a lot of confidence. And Mike says, well, they have a lot of guys. And I'm looking at the box score in the roster. I'm like, where are these guys, especially the guard spot? They don't really have a third guard behind Harden, Paul.
This is what I'm going to tell you, though. This is what I'll say. Right now, you talk about the minutes the Rockets had to play. The big four for the Warriors all played over 40 minutes. The best two players on the Rockets, Chris Paul and James Harden, were both less than 40 minutes. It's not as stark a disparity as you might otherwise think. The Warriors played heavy minutes last night. The Warriors are not a deep team. The Warriors are four good players and like a dozen centers. Like, that's what they are. You've got this situation at the end of the game where you're relying on Quinn Cook to somehow bail you out. But now with the Rockets without Chris Paul, the paper difference looks huge. I think, is it possible for the Rockets to win without Chris Paul? If your answer is no, what do you do as Mike D'Antoni? James Harden, what do you do? What's your mindset going into game six if you're without Chris Paul? Well, where you know you've got a game seven coming if you lose this game.
I think my mentality for game six is basically, let's give them a good, couple punches early and see what you got.
Yeah.
And if it looks, and if they give you a knockout punch in the third quarter, I'm gonna remove those guys from the game as soon as possible.
You're gonna pull everybody.
I'm gonna pull everybody, and I'm gonna give my best shot just because of where this is.
Man, I know. Yeah. Because all those things grates against your old school cliche notions, you got to go in there and want it. This is like giving up a touchdown intentionally at the end of the game.
How about this question? Everything accounting for everything that's going on right now. What if you just had game seven and not game six? Would you take that right now?
Yes, yes.
I would take that.
The way the crowd was last night.
Yes.
The feeling there, the fact that I was really confused by the inside the NBA crew at halftime. Well, and this isn't like I didn't feel like they had it in for the Rockets. If anything, I felt like Barkley was kind of pro Rockets, but he was regretting the effort that the Rockets had given in the first half.
They just missed shots.
They squandered that lead with 5-6 minutes left in the second quarter. But the inside the NBA crew is acting like the entire first half was miserable. I was very happy with this, and I'll say this 12 times today for each of our 12 segments. The one consistent thing in this series is, can you make Golden State turn the ball over? The entire season long, Golden State has had this curiosity where they turn the ball over too much. What's wrong with Golden State? Maybe they're just bored. Maybe Mike's got a point about them being bored. I don't know. Are they bored now? Are they just, they're still turning the ball over.
I don't know what they're doing.
Is it abject boredom? Are they bipolar in this bipolar depression phase has lasted the entire season out into the playoffs? As long as they force Golden State to turn the ball over, they got a swinging chance, a puncher's chance in any of these games.